Ever wonder what happens when someone helping you with an insurance claim, kind of starts acting like a lawyer?
Oh, yeah, that's a slippery slope.
It totally is, and it's the heart of this fascinating case, Linder v. Insurance Claims Consultants.
For all you future lawyers out there, this case is like a masterclass in understanding the boundaries of authorized and unauthorized practice of law.
It really is. It's like, where's the line? And that's relevant no matter what kind of law you end up practicing.
Totally.
So we dug deep into the court documents and analyses of the Linder case for this deep dive.
And we're going to break it all down for you.
All right, so imagine this. The Linders, their house burns down in 96.
Awful.
Yeah, total disaster. So they file an insurance claim, but the offer they get,
Doesn't cut it.
not even close. So they bring in insurance claims consultants, ICC, to help them negotiate.
Makes sense. I mean, insurance claims are a beast.
Absolutely. And one big issue was the insurance company refusing to cover Mr. Linder's gun collection.
Oh, interesting. So what was ICC's deal? Like, what were they supposed to do?
So their contract said they get 10% of whatever extra money they can get for the Linders.
Okay, a contingency fee. Pretty standard.
And the Linders even signed papers telling the insurance company to talk directly to ICC for everything.
So ICC had full negotiating power.
Exactly. And they got to work. Over 300 hours, they put together this super detailed inventory of everything that got destroyed in the fire.
Wow, that's dedication.
Right? And here's the kicker. ICC convinced the insurance company that the gun collection should be covered.
Nice.
Yeah, they ended up getting the lenders almost 12 grand more, including the guns.
So everyone's happy, right?
Well, that's where things get messy. When it was time for the lenders to pay ICC their 10%,
They balked.
big time. They
Yeah.
said, nope, you were practicing law without a license. The contract's void.
Oh, so that's their defense.
Exactly. And this whole thing went all the way to the South Carolina Supreme Court.
Hi, Stace.
The big question was ICC doing legitimate public adjusting, or were they stepping into unauthorized legal territory?
And what did the court say?
Okay, so first, they looked at whether being a public adjuster automatically means you're practicing law without a license.
Good question.
And they said, no, not necessarily. Like, figuring out how much the damage is worth, documenting losses, that's all part of the job.
Right, that doesn't require legal expertise.
Exactly. But then the court said, hold on, did ICC cross the line in this case?
Ah, getting specific.
And their answer, yes. They said, when ICC told the lenders their gun should be covered and then fought for that coverage, that was unauthorized practice of law.
So it's one thing to say this damage is worth X amount, but it's another to say your policy covers this.
Right. Interpreting the policy and arguing about what it covers, that's where you need a lawyer.
And that's where ICC messed up.
But here's another twist. Did the fact that ICC did some things that were unauthorized practice of law automatically make the whole contract void?
Good question.
The court said no. They brought up this idea of severability.
Severability,
Now,
okay.
basically, it means that even if part of a contract is illegal, the legal parts can still be enforced.
So you can separate the good from the bad.
Exactly. So the court sent the case back to the trial court and said, figure out how much of ICC's fee was for legitimate work, like the inventory, and they can only get paid for that.
That makes sense. Pay for the work they were allowed to do, not for the stuff they weren't.
Right. Oh, and one last legal question the court tackled. Could the Linders, as individuals, sue ICC for practicing law without a license? The
Interesting.
court said no. In South Carolina, only the state can go after someone for unauthorized practice of law, not individuals.
So the state's the enforcer here.
Exactly. So to break it down, the court basically said, adjusters can help figure out the damage, document everything, and negotiate costs.
The practical stuff.
Yeah, but they can't interpret policies, advise on coverage, or handle coverage disputes.
That's for lawyers.
Right. And the court's reasoning, it's all about protecting the public. They're saying people need to get legal advice from qualified professionals, not someone who just happens to be good at dealing with insurance companies.
Makes sense. You don't want someone getting the wrong advice and screwing up their whole claim.
Exactly. But get this, there was a dissenting opinion in this case.
Oh, there's always a dissenter.
Justice Placones, joined by Chief Justice Toll, argued that public adjusters should be able to interpret policies and negotiate settlements.
Really? Why?
Their reasoning was that these adjusters are experts in insurance. They know the policies inside and out, and letting them do more actually helps consumers.
So they're saying, let the experts do their job.
Right. They think restricting adjusters could actually hurt the people they're supposed to be helping.
Interesting. It's like Where do you draw the line between protecting people from bad advice and making sure they have access to the help they need?
That is the million-dollar question, and it's not always clear-cut.
Nope.
Okay, so what does all this mean for you, dear listener? Well, first, you gotta know the difference between advising and practicing law, no matter what field you go into.
Know your boundaries.
Second, remember severability.
Huh.
Just because a contract has some shady stuff doesn't mean the whole thing's garbage.
Good to know.
And third, remember that in South Carolina, you can't sue someone directly for practicing law without a license. Only the state can do that.
So if a public adjuster gives you bad legal advice, you're out of luck.
Well, not necessarily. You might have other options, like suing for negligence or breach of contract, depending on what happened.
So there might be other ways to get justice.
Exactly. This case really brings up those big questions of professional ethics. Who is qualified to give advice, and what happens when the lines get blurred?
Big stuff.
So let's recap. Linder tells us public adjusters can be a huge help with insurance claims, but they gotta stay in their lane.
No giving legal advice.
And remember, in South Carolina, individuals can't sue for unauthorized practice of law. That's up to the state. Now, here's something for you to ponder. With all the new tech out there and new ways of getting help in legal-ish areas,
Legal-ish.
the lines are getting even blurrier. How do we figure out what's okay and what's not? What are the ethical issues for future lawyers like yourselves? So something to think about.
Definitely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.